USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Despite a Supreme Court ruling granting federal agents the authority to remove it, the Texas National Guard is persisting in adding more razor wire along the border in Eagle Pass. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is expressing support for this action.
I'm proud of the great state of Texas. I'm proud of our governor. I'm proud of our state legislature because they're stepping up and defending our state from invasion.
In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott asserted that Texas holds constitutional authority to defend and protect its borders, considering that authority as the supreme law of the land. Meanwhile, the debate over compromise immigration and foreign aid legislation in D.C. continues. Democrats and Republicans may find common ground. Democrat Chris Coons on with Fox News this week.
It provides critical funding for Ukraine. Yes, it provides critical funding for border security, but it also creates legal changes in policy that will be lasting.
Defense attorneys are resting their case in former President Donald Trump's defamation damages trial in New York. Trump did return to the courtroom today to testify in his defense. Writer E. Jean Carroll is seeking $10 million in damages from Trump since he's already been found liable for sexual assault against her before. It involves an interaction between the two from decades ago. All eyes the political world shift to South Carolina for the next primary in that state. USA's Corey Myers.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley holding a rally in her home state of South Carolina ahead of the state's primary next month. Haley claims the amount of fentanyl crossing over the southern border is a national health crisis.
Number one cause of death for adults 18 to 45? Fentanyl. And don't think for a second China doesn't know what they're doing when they send it over.
This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Seattle is announcing a $10 million settlement reached with 50 Black Lives Matter and Antifa protesters who sued that city and the Seattle Police Department for injuries they claimed happened as a result of police tactics and action used during the 2020 BLM riots that rocked the city. Seattle, making the announcement this week, said the city does not admit any wrongdoing in the case, though. President Biden on the campaign trail in Wisconsin today announcing some of the infrastructure projects funded by the 2021 bipartisan infrastructure law.
$5 billion investment led by the Department of Transportation for 37 major projects across America, including bridges, highways, ports, airports.
Biden speaking in Superior, Wisconsin, where about $1 billion will go toward replacing a bridge that connects Wisconsin with Minnesota. Biden claimed economic growth has been stronger than it was under former President Trump. State lawmakers in Hawaii are now considering legislation that would ban candidates who engage in insurrection or rebellion from that state's primary ballot. It would bar former President Donald Trump, similar to Maine's decision and a ruling of the Colorado Supreme Court earlier on. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley on with Fox News.
They're telling voters, we don't want you to have the choice. We don't want you to be able to elect the president of your choice. We don't want you to even be able to weigh the options. We're going to take it away from you. We're going to decide beforehand who can be on the ballot, who can't, who can be president, who can't.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.